Hi and welcome to Let's Talk Practice Education, Learn Your Way, the podcast of the NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde Corporate Practice Education Team. Listen in to hear what's happening with education locally. Let us keep you up to date to support you in your professional development and revalidation requirements. Tune in every week and listen to stories and conversations to inspire you and support you in maintaining a quality learning environment.
So hello everyone, welcome to Apply and Start NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. My name's Elaine Quigley and I'm one of the Practice Education Facilitators. Following podcasts have been devised to support all newly qualified nurses, midwives and allied health professionals through the Apply and Start programme. However, if you're a facilitator, then stay tuned because you can also use these resources to navigate your way around the portal and help you understand your role in supporting newly qualified staff. Find the Apply and Start portal at nhsggc.org.uk. So you might have already heard something about Apply and Start when you were at university, but if that feels like a long time ago, then this podcast has been made with you in mind. It aims to give you an overview of the programme, tell you about the support that you can expect within your first year of practice. As experienced health professionals, we understand the importance of support for all of our newly qualified staff. And that's why this National Development Programme, devised by the Scottish Government and NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, is here to help you become a more confident and capable practitioner. To help you engage with Apply and Start, all newly qualified professionals will be afforded 24 hours of protected learning time. So that means it's time away from the workplace so you can look around the portal, answer the learning outcomes and evidence your work within a portfolio. If you're worrying that you don't have time to do extra study whilst trying to consolidate your training, well, there's no need because the majority of your learning is going to take place in your own area with the support of a facilitator who'll be nominated by your manager. So who are these facilitators? Well, it's your colleagues. It's experienced members of staff that you work with, and they've got the knowledge of your role, and they're able to provide learning opportunities that will be specific to your needs. So where to begin? Start by looking at the Apply and Start portal and click on the booklet one. Use this resource before you work your way through the online presentations. It's been designed to help you, and it's essential that you now use it to help with getting started with Apply and Start. We appreciate that the first year of practice can be really exciting, but it's challenging too. Already you've gained much experience and learning without even realising it, and this can all contribute to your Apply and Start portfolio. Apply and Start will allow you to maximise this learning and development by applying it to your practice. There are four booklets designed to take you through this programme, and they're a valuable resource which we refer to throughout this podcast. Apply and Start will provide you with an opportunity to direct your own learning and make it specific for your needs. Use it and relate it to your own work environment. If you're thinking that you're just newly qualified and you don't really know anything yet, just try to remember that when you joined NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, you already had a wealth of knowledge, and this has been continually built upon. Apply and Start programme is here to make you a more confident and capable practitioner.
Thanks for listening, and remember, we want to hear about any subjects you would like us to talk about. Visit our podcast website on www.letstalkpracticeeducation.podbean.com or email us on letstalkpracticeeducation@ggc.scot.nhs.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter at NHSGGCPEFs.